And joining me in the studio now is Tejinder Singh, he of Corner Shop. How are you?
Hi there. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in, by the way.
That's all right.
Because it is kind of late at night.
Well, you know.
Not if you're a rock star.
Well, a nice journey on the 73 bus is always.
Did you take a bus in?
Yes.
But you're not one of those people then that tweets that you're on the bus. I find it really odd that people tell people what bus they're on. Doesn't that lead to all sorts of people stalking you?
I tend not to tweet too much, but certainly not on buses.
No. The new album came out, what, March the 14th? Something like that?
It's been about a month.
And incredible reviews.
Yeah.
Throughout the world, in fact. And if you do a little bit of research, people talking about it in parts of America are as enamoured as people in the music press here. And the music press here are quite hard to please, aren't they?
They are. I think even with our last album, we got very good reviews.
But, you did.
Whether that transfers to anything else is a matter of time. And I think this album, when we put it out, we were quite worried about the response that it would get in terms of it just being in Punjabi. And we're very happy that people have overlooked that and just seen it for the sounds and the sort of emotions that it puts over.
So that is the interesting thing, because for years, although you might have incorporated things that had a vaguely Asian vibe, that wasn't what you guys were about at all. And to put the whole album out with a Punjabi vocalist, Bubbly Kaur is who we're talking about, is quite brave. A friend of mine the other day said, oh, this modern music, can't understand a word. He was saying it as a joke, but obviously he doesn't mean that, because he really enjoys the whole of the album.
Yeah. Well, I think it's quite nice. We've taken the vocals as another sort of instrument.
Yeah.
And with stuff like Manu Chao, there's a sentiment that goes on whether you know any of the vocals or not. And that's what we've sort of gone with.
So the album has taken you, is it 6 or 7 years to actually put out?
Let's say 7.
Okay, let's say 7. And in that time you did bring out another album.
Yeah.
So what took you so long? What was this whole process? Explain it to us. Incidentally, the album is called Corner Shop and the Double O Groove Off. Now, what does that title mean?
I think with most of our titles, it means something and absolutely nothing, and people have to sort of think about it rather than just poo-poo it straight away.
No, but not poo-poo it, but people who put their own fanciful interpretations on it. What do you actually want it to mean? What is the double O groove of?
Well, there's double O in groove, of course,
yes.
And there's double O in corner shop, so that sort of makes it...
There's double O in spies as well.
In what, sorry?
Like 007, but it's not that, obviously.
No, but it's got that element of soul, I suppose, about the title.
Now, is it 911 curry, as in emergency curry, which is what friends of mine in LA thought the interpretation was, or is it 911, the 911 curry? That's the title of one of the tracks on the album. What is it?
It's 911.
Right.
It's like a curry in a hurry, but...
Yeah.
I was quite surprised when people said the latter.
Yeah, the 9/11 bit.
Yeah.
And obviously because all the titles of the songs are in English and yet the songs are in Punjabi, you could say anything you wanted and people would believe you, couldn't you?
I think we have.
Yeah, which will bring me to a number of the tracks we've chosen. Top Knot, which is the first track that I've chosen to play from the album, and for a number of reasons, because you did release this as a single, 2006, was it? Somewhere around then?
I think it's 2004.
Okay, 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah, because John Peel really loved this track, didn't he?
Yeah, he played a lot, yeah.
Now, is this, what we're listening to on the album, is this exactly the same version as the single, or have you tinkered with it?
It's exactly the same. You can sort of hear... It was done at home, this one, and then we went to a studio and did it. But Jeff Travis from Rough Trade, who we had it out with in 2004, preferred this version, so we went with that version. And the quality of it is slightly less refined than the rest.
But then everybody, it's this sort of phrase du jour at the moment, isn't it? It's a lo-fi something, it's lo-fi this. It's suddenly become really, really cool to have something that is lo-fi, whereas before we would have thought that meant that it was lower quality, lower sound quality. But now it's sort of bringing something back to an older way of recording has become very hip again, hasn't it? Was that an intention?
Certainly not, no. No, we just, we've always, we've preferred lo-fi, we prefer cassette and vinyl, and that's the sort of production sort of technique that we like. But, yeah, I think the thing is with digital recordings, everything is up to a certain quality, and people want, they want difference, because not only is there quality within what people in England are doing, but it's the same technology and the same software that people in Japan and Australia are using. And people are going back to something different to try to get some sort of clear blue water out of it.
Something a bit more gritty and authentic, maybe.
A bit different to the next person, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's have a listen to Top Knot, and then we can discuss it further. Also, please feel free, if you've got any questions for Tejinder, do call 0207 224 2000, and you can drop us a text. It's 81333, and don't forget to start your text with the word London. The track is called Top Knot, and you can purchase this if you buy the new Corner Shop album, which is Corner Shop and the 00 Groove Off, and these are the vocals of Bubbly Core, who, interestingly, you met, is this right, Tejinder, in a laundrette many years ago?
Well, she was working in a laundrette when I met her, but I actually met her first in Preston, because me and Ben studied in Preston. She lived in Preston. She was born in New Delhi.
Yeah.
And so I met her at a party very briefly, and when we met again in London, she was working at a laundrette.
And how did you know she could sing then?
A taxi driver friend of mine
told you she could sing.
Said that she knew someone, so we met. She was just down the road from me in Islington.
Right.
Yeah.
She does have. See, it's interesting. I know that you compared in an interview I read recently, Punjabi folk music to hip hop. Where do you draw that comparison? Elucidate for us.
Well, I've always thought Punjabi folk music, I've always seen as a precursor to something like Bhangra.
Do you like Bhangra music, by the way?
I like some elements of it.
Yeah.
Essentially, I think it got a bit overblown and a bit too insincere.
Well, I have to say, when I left the BBC Asian Network, I couldn't have cared less if I never heard another Tumbi again, because that's how awful it becomes, some of it. And it wasn't of a great standard. And yet some of it, like you said, can be quite incredible.
Well, I think stuff like Alap was just groundbreaking.
Yeah.
It was absolutely brilliant. And then there was other stuff that came along. Essentially, Bhangra, for me, was something that was brought about with Asian weddings becoming a little more formal as the Sikh church temple got a bit more radicalised, and you could only take the oath to be on the stage.
Mm.
And at weddings, when people came to play, they would often play in the Godhra in the temple to start with, and then move on to a reception area. And this meant that they couldn't come and play on the stage, so they'd go straight to the reception area, and then PAs came in, and then bass lines and other things. And it all got a bit ridiculous, to the point that people were saying, well, buy our records at weddings and get us in the charts. And I think that's just how facile it sort of got.
Right. So the idea that there is a similarity between the Punjabi folk music and hip-hop, is that because there's a narration story that goes on? Like, hip-hop has a language of its own for a certain type of community? Is that what it's about as well?
Elements of it, yeah. Going back to that, it's got a basic, very basic big beat to sort of kick it off. It's very simple in its delivery. It's often with a tumbi or a dolki and a dumbi and a harmonium, maybe.
Let's explain for people listening who aren't Asian, like a dolki, as you said, that's what we would call the dol or the drum, am I right?
Yeah, it's a barrel drum.
Yeah.
That's banged the hell out of.
And the dumbi is the instrument that goes ding a ding a ding a ding. I'm being awful about it, but it is, isn't it?
It's a one-stringed instrument.
Yeah.
It's pretty potent.
It is. Potent is a very poetic way of putting it, in fact. Very poetic way of putting it. I saw the piece about you guys on Newsnight. Incidentally, because Corner Shop's had various lineups in the time. Yeah, I mean, you guys have been around 20 years, haven't you?
Yeah.
So various lineups, but you and Ben consistently are and have been Corner Shop. Is that right?
Well, me and Ben, we started it.
Yes.
The lineup has actually not changed too much.
Okay.
But for some reason, we've even been said it's even been said that we're a duo now, which is ridiculous.
Right.
When we go on stage, there's eight of us.
Right.
And we've all pretty much been together for those 20 years.
And so for the rest of the members of the band, you're touring. You're about to do a tour. You're going to Norway and all sorts of incredible places.
We're doing a few dates. We're doing the Academy in London,
right?
And I think the Witchwood Festival, and then we're off to places like Norway and hopefully Japan to do Fuji Rock.
Fuji Rock will be great.
Yeah.
So I mentioned 911 Curry. I played that track. Also love Supercomputed. I love the layers on all these tracks. And it's there's funky stuff. There's so many elements to it. And you get something more each time you listen to it. But also, if you guys are interested, anyone listening who's near their computer, if you go and have a look at the video for Supercomputed, it's really, really quite cool. It's shot in a barbershop, mm-hmm. Ali's barbershop.
Yeah.
Which is where?
Bethnal Green.
Now, Newsnight, in all their brilliance, decides to do their piece with you in the barbershop where, well, he did, Safraz Manzoor decides to go and talk to the guys in the barbershop. Mm. And, I mean, just let's think about this for a minute, shall we? He goes to question kids in a barbershop who are getting, like, tracks put into their head and all that fancy barber shaving that Asian kids and other kids do. Great stuff. And says, you know, do you know anything about Corner Shop? One, half of them are like 15. And secondly, the ones who do anything other than beatboxing and listening to rap music and hip-hop are listening to Bangladeshi Bengali music. They don't understand Punjabi. Wrong place to be asking about Punjabi lyrics and things like that, don't you think?
Well, I think there's a little bit of malice in that piece. I haven't actually seen it. And
malice did you see in it?
Well, I think he was looking for some sort of controversy to put over rather than just give us our dues, unfortunately.
Do you know what? Not that I am commenting on that, but I did find it really odd that you would go and you would try and discuss the band Corner Shop with a group of kids who wouldn't even have the language of Punjabi for a start. That was the first thing. Secondly, I'm afraid, I find it really odd that we always have to culturally and specifically take the one go-to brown-faced Muslim Safraz Manzoor to come and interview a brown band or a piece about a brown band. I just find it really unimaginative.
Well,
why?
I certainly put that to him.
Well, I know Saf, so I can be totally honest about this, but it's like, why do we have to have Saf all the time? It's too much. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox now, because that's a bit much. But the video for Supercomputed, it's fantastic. Who came up with the concept? Because it's so simple.
Justin Rhodes, who lives near us, mm-hmm. We asked him to come on board and do something. And he actually, he went away for about a month and a half, and we actually thought he wasn't getting anything. But he's one of those people who sort of, it's all ticking on inside. And he came up with two sort of proposals. One was at a photography shop. To go for the old sort of scenic sort of photography angle to things, which we'd sort of already done in some of the pictures that we'd done. So we much more preferred this. And I think it's a nice sort of putting a human face to something that's generally seen as quite radical.
Yeah.
Doing something that's quite feminine, in fact. Grooming and looking
really
after your
grooming
appearance.
Hey?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, it's beautifully shot. I mean, even the little tiny weeny weeny little, it's almost like hair chippings that you see. It's beautiful. I really love it. Yeah. So if you've just joined us, Tejinder Singh is in the studio with me. We're talking about Corner Shop's new album. I've already played Top Knot. And the next track I want to play is United Provinces of India. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track before I play it?
Well, it's got a bit of Tumbi on. I don't know if
I have no problem. It starts with Tumbi, but used in the most beautiful way. I have no problem when a Tumbi is used, you know, like that. So, oh, God, I've probably offended so many people now, haven't I? No, tell me a little bit about the title as well.
Well, actually, going back to Top Knot, it was, it's nice that you started off on that one, because she hated that song, and it took me about 3 months to actually mix the damn thing. And it took me about 3 minutes to mix the other track that went with that. And she loved that track, but this one, she said the music's all wrong. And it was 3 weeks of me just getting very worried about it. And eventually it was her family that sort of brought her over and just said, well, it's actually very good. And we're very happy because it hasn't really stopped. In fact, it's got a lot bigger. And again, in America, it sort of found a face in America as well, which is very good. So really what we were trying to do with all the songs was something very, very different. and we didn't know whether it was going to work or not. And
because you've got so many different instruments on some of these tracks,
yeah.
Like there's I think Bubbly even said that it's the Biro track that she didn't like the piano. She said it sounded like Chaz and Dave. And on my first listen, I was like, this is like a bit of the Minder sort of music. Is that kind of piano played in that way? Then I'm hearing harpsichords on tracks, and I mean, there's a real mixture of sounds there. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I think the Biro pen and the piano about it sort of reminds me of being in Asian pubs, Asian-only pubs in the Midlands in the 70s. And,
right.
And everyone sort of, for me, has a certain angle and a sort of slide to them, and we've tried to keep them as varied as possible. We didn't mean to, but possibly a bit too much variety in there, but we've just...
I quite like it, though. Yeah. I quite like it. You've already admitted that there's a bit of thumbi on it because you're now afraid that I don't like thumbi, which isn't the case. It's just that I think it can be overused. And I think we'll just leave it to everybody else to have a listen, and we'll come back and talk about it in a second. Track is called United Provinces of India. I think even, because I don't understand Punjabi, I understand Hindi, I understand certain words in Punjabi, just the music is great. It's a universal language, sounds like a cliche, but Tejinder, would you agree?
I would hope so, yeah, and that's why the titles are in English, to try to put over a bit more, a different slant to it. And as I say, every track is pretty...
And how many instruments were we listening to on that track?
Probably not too many, actually. Bit of drum.
Yeah.
bit of bottom end.
Yeah.
To grab you by the boo-boo. Dumby, of course.
Yeah.
And a bit of guitar.
Used.
And then towards the end, a bit of analog keyboard.
Which I quite liked. I like it a lot. how many times do you like to make videos for tracks? Is it always when you've got a single that you will make a video? Is there a rule for you guys?
No, we work with a lot of other people, and because of funds, we ask a lot of people to provide us with material. The first track, Top Knot, was actually the footage for that was done from a film that was being made from someone in Chicago, and they used it, and they asked us if we could have for the permission to that to do that, and we said that's fine as long as we can use it as a video.
Yeah,
and that film's actually taken about as long as the album to finish, and that's coming out pretty soon, and it's getting some really good reviews. It's a lovely sort of refreshing look at India through an American's eyes, but I think the dialogue is pretty it's not scripted, it's quite loose, and it's quite fresh. It's a different view of
so when will we be able to see the full film?
I think it's going to be previewed in Germany in the next month or so.
Okay.
And then, I'm not too sure if it will come to England, but...
But if people follow your website, then you'll keep us informed, won't you?
Yeah. We tend to sort of support Prashant, and the film's called Patang.
And Patang means kite. Yeah. By the way, there's a kite festival in South London tomorrow, isn't it? The Streatham Big Kite Festival.
Oh, I knew that. I was just doing a handy link.
Very nice segue there. You should do this more often. Let me read out a few tweets that have just come in. Nikki, please tell Tejinder that his new album is a masterpiece and his music has soundtracked my and many other lives. Nikki Beatty, we love Tejinder and his music. Tell him chuck there. And I love this best. Thank you, Billy Sikander. God made the year 2011 so that Corner Shop and Bubbly Core could write the soundtrack for it. Isn't that fantastic?
That's lovely. You don't need a song to cry, do you? Sometimes.
No, you don't. You can cry to that. So if you would like to be in touch with the show and either comment on Tejinder and Corner Shop's new album, or you've got questions, it's not going to be here for much longer, but I'll still keep reading things out. The number to call is 0207 224 2000. You can text 81333, but do remember to start your text with the word London. You can also email Nikki at bbc.co.uk, and you can tweet at Nikki Beatty. Now, all these different combos on the album in terms of musical instruments and things, is it something that you hear in advance? Are you always planning music in your head, or do you sit down with the band and you all jam and you all come up with something collectively? What's your process?
You know, it's very varied. With this one, it was pretty much, I did a lot of it myself.
Right.
And then Ben came on board. Then we went to a more proper studio and sort of finished a few things off. But when we're doing stuff more with the band, then that's got a different process as well. But it's very rarely always the band there. Things come on board a bit later. And I think that sort of lets the song sort of go in a direction that one couldn't really hold down, and I think that sort of is quite healthy for any song. But there's always a different process, and I think that's makes for different songs, and I think it also makes for being interesting to do those songs as well, rather than just sticking with I think every track we've ever done, we've tried to do something different.
Yeah.
Even if it's B-sides, it just makes it a bit more interesting to do.
So the final track that we're going to play from the album tonight, that I've chosen these tracks incidentally, so you can fight me if you don't like my choices, is Double Decker Eyelashes. Mm-hmm. First of all, what a great title. I mean, where does this come from? What does it mean?
I think it's, picturesquely, it's the sort of two lots of lines on the eyelids, and... other than that, again, it's a bit like the album title that people have to think about.
You just have to think about it and figure it out for yourself.
But I like Double Decker as a sort of name. And
for a bus, a chocolate bar, or what?
Well,
just in general. Or the series from the 70s.
Yeah, not so keen on that. But there's a
little... Don't you remember that?
I do, yeah.
Do you remember the song? Get on board.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Get on board. I love that.
And was it the drummer of Aswad?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that musical trivia coming out there.
I just set that up as well. But there's a lovely phrase, he's a double-decker of a man. And so I've always liked those sort of double-decker phrases and always like the word double as well.
Double, okay. Now, before I let you go and before we play the song, you also like the word wog, which, of course, is incredibly controversial. And I did say earlier that you're probably tired of being asked this, but my father always used to say that he was a westernised oriental gentleman, as in wog, and didn't think anything bad about it.
Yeah.
You still maintain that that's a good word to describe you, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Or do you just do it to provoke people, like Safra Azmanzor?
No, I think it's just it's got a charm to it, and I think a gentleman is quite a nice thing to be.
But it became quite a derogatory term. I mean, people used it in a very derogatory way.
It did, and it also became very sort of misunderstood in terms of it were being allocated to people that weren't from the Orient, or at least what the Orient was perceived as being at that time.
Yeah.
But I think it's quite nice. Acronym, is it?
And, yes, it is.
But I thought we discussed this the last time I spoke to you.
We did, but then that was a different radio station, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, and I had a producer in my ear going, "Be careful, be careful." Nothing
and
like
and
that.
And it was all cut.
Yes, I think it was, wasn't it?
And then there was a big controversy about 2 weeks afterwards with someone using that word as well.
Yes.
But I like it. I like it because it's got a bit of history to it as well. And it's like the word WAP as well, and the history with that is without passport. And,
yes.
I think it's quite nice to remember those sort of things from time to time.
And I think it's to do with intention when you use certain words, isn't it, as well?
Yeah. Controversy, you mean?
Controversy, okay, yes. Very quickly here, that was a great song. That's your track. When my father died, Miles Davis's Blue and Green and Perry Como's And I Love You So were songs which touched me the most. That's from Agape. So do keep your songs coming in. We've got Mira Sayal on the way to talk about vaginas. Gosh, we're really being controversial tonight, aren't we? But the final track I'm going to play from the new Corner Shop album is Double Decker Eyelashes. Would you like to stay to the end of the track, Jinder, or do you just want to go now?
Oh, I could stay as long as...
Good. Stay. Here we go. This until is Double Decker Eyelashes.
I'll stay until Nozindig and Ojeevan's on in the morning, if you...
That was a few years ago.
Sun, baby, not that far. The two runs.
corner shop, and the track is Double Decker Eyelashes. Was that harpsichord we were listening to there?
Yeah.
I find that quite trippy, the idea that that's combined with this beautiful Punjabi song. It's lovely. I love it.
Well, you know, I've always liked stuff like Bidu, who sort of took things in a very different way.
And, yeah.
And then sort of amalgamated Indian elements of vocals, Hindi vocals, to Miami, the Miami funk sound, which is possibly a very big inspiration for it, and to keep it pretty varied as well.
Yeah. And our producer tonight is Nishi, who is Punjabi Kuri. Is that the right way to say it? That means Punjabi girl. And because she understands the lyrics, she's also saying that they're really funny and witty lyrics and lovely lyrics. That goes over my head, a lot of it, but I can still appreciate it. So that's why it works, doesn't it? What's next for you, Tejinder Singh, and for Corner Shop?
Well, we're doing the live gigs that we talked about.
And you can find out more about those gigs if you're interested by going to the website. Do you want to give your website details?
It's simplycornershop.com. We've just finished working with some kids in Bolton. We've got a song coming out with them for the Manchester International Festival.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's a song, but it's also a video, and it's sort of an interactive thing that's going to be in front of the BBC building.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. The Salford one, the one at Salford Quays.
Yeah, the controversial one, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. And we're still recording and trying to augment the label and just keep moving on.
Well, it's been an absolute delight to have you in the studio tonight. Thank you so much for coming
you.
In.
That's very good.
And the album, remind us what the title of the album is.
It's called The 00 Groove Off.
And you can buy this either actually directly from the Corner Shop website or on iTunes, or get a physical copy if you like to hold things, which I regret not having because I downloaded mine from iTunes.
Yeah, you can also smell it as well.
Yeah, because you've given it what sort of smell?
Oh, I think it's sort of polythene sort of smell to it.
Tejinder Singh, may you go from strength to strength. Thank you so much.
This is BBC London. 90-